a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio.
KSL Unrivaled, Ben Anderson, Tom Hackett filling in for Scott and Alex today. Big thanks to them letting us jump on the show. You can find us on Twitter at Tom Can't Hackett. You can find me on Twitter at Ben's Hoops. And of course, you can read us every day at KSLSports.com. Tom covers Utah, Tom covers RSL. I cover a lot of Utah Jazz, and then generally some random opinions thrown in here and there. Plus, Tom's
You've been in the market for a long time.
I've been in the market a long time.
There's credibility there.
You moved here in 2012.
2012.
So I started in this business in 2011. So you and I are kind of in the same boat, even though you were playing.
Yeah, I wasn't in this business.
And you've done one thing much better than I've ever done anything in my life, and that was kick a football.
I got lucky a lot of the time.
You can't get lucky that often. I believe a couple of those were probably lucky.
Just throw it on the boot, hope nothing happens.
If it goes out of bounds at the right spot or dies in the right spot. Yeah. But you did it at a really high level.
I appreciate that.
So we've been talking about what Utah looks like next year, Utah football, because they're going to go through a dramatic change, specifically on the defensive side of the ball. You're going to be almost completely different. Defensive line is going to be basically brand new. Secondary is going to be mostly brand new, though they did have a couple of kids that were probably third string this year. They're going to be moved up to starters, which is going to be a tough. I mean, the Pac-12 will abuse you if they find weaknesses in your secondary because, you know, nobody expected Laviska Shenault last year to turn into Laviska Shenault.
Yes,
he's a first-round pick. You know, USC has as talented a wide receiving core as there is in the NFL, or I should say in college football, 1 through 4.
Yes.
So, and that's going to happen again next year. It's not like those players, yes, they go to the NFL. There's a next crop of kids. They're going to be absolutely incredible.
By the way, we were talking earlier about bowl games and who plays or who doesn't play. Michael Pittman Jr., who, outside of Laviska Shenault, is probably the second best receiver in the Pac-12. They're going to USC's going to the holiday bill. He's already said he's going to come play in it, which I think is cool.
Yeah,
I think it's really cool to see.
I have no problem with kids wanting to play in the bowl game.
Surprising, though. That's, I guess, why I'm saying it. I'm surprised to see him play.
Great if the kids want to play. I would never criticize them for not wanting to play.
I agree. I'm with you.
I get that. Is next year the year, with all this change at Utah, the defensive line, the secondary, at least one linebacker, because Francis Bernard's probably going to go to the NFL next season. I mean, probably gets drafted and probably plays in the NFL next year. That's different. Utah's offensive line should be pretty good, but they'll have a brand new quarterback. New running back. Is this finally the year BYU can break through and beat Utah in 2020?
It has to be. There is no question about it. No ifs, no buts, whatever. You have to find a way to beat the boys in red if you are BYU. And by the way, I think BYU, and I'd love to hear your thoughts on this as well, Ben, I think BYU loses their best player on offense and on defense heading into next season. I think Kyrus Tonga moves his talents onto the NFL. I think Matt Bushman, the tight end, moves towards the NFL as well. I just think both those players have to realize that there isn't enough talent around them. They're not going to achieve anything they haven't already achieved at the college level. And now that they're eligible to go and play in the National Football League, I think you take that and you run with it because I think they're both good enough to get drafted and move on from the BYU Cougars, which makes Kalani's job and all the assistant coaches' jobs and the players' job harder come September 5th when they play Utah. But they have to find a way to win. Otherwise, you burn the rivalry down. You stop playing it completely. It's over. Nobody cares. You know, it's done. It's over. It's finished.
Talon Shumway's gone next year. Micah Simon's gone from BYU. Oliva Hefo's gone. Now, they've got a good group of receivers behind them, some young guys, Dax Milne, the local kid, Gunnar Romney from Arizona. He steps up. He's good. I know they're looking at a grad transfer coming in as well to come in at wide receiver that could be helpful. I don't know who starts next year at quarterback for BYU. We don't know who does it at Utah. Why?
It has to. Why? Because I think he's the most talented quarterback they have.
Why? Okay. He might be the most talented as far as versatility goes, as far as his ability to make those highlight reel plays. And he made a couple of them. You know, he got the Johnny Manziel comparisons. Those are good and bad comparisons. And I don't mean because of accuracy. I mean because of what it means of who you are as a player.
When he was healthy, and it was earlier on in the season, I thought the play calling was suspect, as did many BYU fans.
That's why they made the change halfway through the season to the changes that they made.
A-Rod took over, and it looked like a completely different offense. Sure, it wasn't perfect. It never was going to be, but it was better. It had some fluidity to it, right? You could kind of understand or grasp the concepts behind why that call was being played as opposed to a fly sweep. And so I just think you give A-Rod, who's worked with quarterbacks, was a former wide receiver, has done play calling in the past up at the U, in particular a couple of years ago back when I was there. I think you give him an entire offseason with Zach Wilson and see what happens. Because I think they can be good. I do. I think Zach Wilson can be really, really, really good at quarterback. I think he can play in the National Football League, although there is a lot of development that needs to happen, and A-Rod's going to have a big part to play in that.
I think it makes sense looking at how much Utah is losing to say this is the year for BYU to win.
You have to.
BYU is losing not as much because they don't have 8 guys going to the NFL like Utah is, but they are losing a ton, including their best player in the secondary, in Dion Gonwaluku. They're also losing Austin Lee. They're losing, who you mentioned earlier, Kyrus Tonga, who might be their best defensive player overall, certainly their most impactful player overall. You're losing, if you lose Matt Bushman, you're losing your best offensive player. You're losing 3 other high-level pass catchers. Their offensive line was not great this year, but is all young. Basically, the entire group is young and is going to be coming back next year. So in that sense, they, like Utah, should make a major jump from this year to next year. And I don't know who their best quarterback is, and I don't think BYU fans
Who do you think could be their best?
It might be Baylor Romney.
I knew you were going to say
that. Well, why wouldn't I say it?
I disagree.
He was competitively a better player at times this year and more consistent than what we saw from Zach Wilson.
No, I think he's a great backup. I don't think he compares to Zach. I think Zach had an off year. He was beat up with injuries. He was rattled at times. I just don't think Baylor Romney is the answer. And the reason I give BYU the nod, I shouldn't say I give them the nod over Utah. I think Utah still probably ends up winning the game, but the reason they have a great, great chance of winning this game next season to kickstart the 2020 college football season for both BYU and Utah, I think they have the advantage of quarterback. And that's because they at least have somebody that's got good, significant reps under their belt. Utah breaking in somebody brand spanking
you. And Utah won't have that defensive line that's going to just wreak havoc.
They'll still have good players. Max
Very good players.
Tupai, Mika Tafua.
Yeah, and those are probably your defensive ends, right?
They're really good.
Do they both start next year,
or does
one back up?
No, year? I think they both start. They're too good.
Because you're probably pretty good there.
Yes.
And then you fill in the middle, and Utah's generally done a pretty good job finding 300-pounders that can throw in the middle and really slow the run game down.
They're
BYU didn't develop a running back this year that makes me think that next year they're going to be great.
They were dropping like flies, weren't they, running back down in Provo. The most important position on the football field at any given time is the quarterback. And if you have the advantage at quarterback, then I think you have a big part to play in the outcome of any particular game. And for BYU and Utah next year, it's the only time BYU could ever get the better of Utah. And if they can't, burn it down, Ben.
But if Jake Bentley starts next year because he's a senior and he's put up the numbers he has and continues that from South Carolina at Utah, and they've got a better offensive line, and what's an quarterback's best friend? It's a good offensive line. And what's number 2? A running back. And what's number 3? A reliable tight end. And Utah's got all of those things.
I know.
And you've got the best offensive coordinator you've had since Kyle Whittingham's been the head coach both times.
Jake Bentley might take a while to get used to the altitude. I know I did.
And they're playing at Rice Eccles.
Yeah.
So it doesn't look good for BYU again next year, regardless of the quarterback.
Burn it.
No.
Burn the rivalry, burn the program.
Keep playing the game.
Just burn it.
I'm excited to have it. All right, when we come back, we're going to wrap this thing up. He's Tom Hackett. I'm Ben Anderson. This is KSL Unrivaled, powered by KSL Sports.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.